Well, I have one of the pillars of the Davis community right here in the studio. Henry DeVere White is here. Say that again.
Simon DeVere White.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course. Simon is here. And he, with his friend and brother Henry, sorry, operates DeVere's Irish Pub in downtown Davis, as well as its sister establishment in Sacramento. He graduated in 2001 from University of Washington and opened the first DeVere's in 2009. An Irish family from Dublin that immigrated to the United States, DeVere's family started on the East Coast and worked their way west, eventually deciding to make Sacramento their official home in 1984. DeVere's opened a second establishment, this one in Davis, as many of you know, in 2011. But what are we here to talk about? St. Baldrick's head shaving event. And I think I'm just going to let Simon welcome him to the program and tell us some of the details. Simon DeVere White, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely, Simon. So how old is this event, St. Baldrick's?
Well, St. Baldrick's itself is a 13-year-old event. It started back in 1999 in Manhattan, where a couple of lawyers got together, and one was a pub owner, actually, and they set out to raise $17,000 on March the 17th, which they did very successfully.
Great. And since then, this approach to raising money, has it always been for kids' cancer charities?
100%, yes.
That's great. And I know that you've got a family connection there, so I'm wondering if you could say something about that and tell us how the events in Sacramento and Davis are going to work.
Sure. Our father is the director of the Cancer Center over at UC Davis Medical Center. And I want to say maybe 8 years ago, Robin Raphael kind of approached my father, and she had started her chapter of the St. Baldrick's Foundation, Keith Raphael Memorial, in honor of her son who she lost to cancer. And they started doing it over there, and, you know, they had a lot of success. And then after we opened up the pub, we just kind of approached them, and we thought it was a great event, a great cause. And we asked if we could kind of move the event down to our location in Sacramento. And since then, it's been great. This will be our fourth year doing it. In the first 3 years, we've raised over $450,000 and shaved close to 700 heads.
Wow. So more than $500,000. You all will break the $500,000 mark this month.
Absolutely. Last year, we raised $200,000 between the two pubs.
That's incredible.
It is.
And so, and some men need a haircut, even a close haircut. But you've got women involved as well who are willing to shave their head in order to raise money this way.
Absolutely. It's a very powerful event. Everybody has their different reasons for doing it. Last year we shaved over 360 heads, and I would say maybe 70 were women come down to do it.
And do you get volunteers from local barbershops?
Supercuts has always kind of been the people who come down. They take off. They take time out of their day. They come down, they set up, and they do all the head shaving for us.
That's great. Is it a media event? Do people film these things? Do you read about it in the news? How does that work?
It has become that. Just recently, they did theirs out in Roseville Galleria. They do it every year out there. It's on the news. We'll have news coverage in our Sacramento location, and we'd love to get some news coverage down here in our Davis location as well.
Absolutely. Now, Davis is a lot smaller town than Sacramento is. Is there a rivalry between the two pubs to see who can attract more heads to shave?
Well, we would hope to build it up to that, but Sacramento has a head start.
Absolutely.
So we need help. You know, last year we did a great job. We raised $50,000 here out in Davis, shaved over 100 heads, but we would love to, you know, triple that.
Yeah. So if people wanted to get involved, if they wanted to donate money, if they wanted to get their head shaved, what steps would they take?
Sure. If you wanted to, you know, raise money and shave your own head, you can go to getbald.com. You create a profile. You send it out to all your friends on Facebook or tweet, and you kind of set a goal for yourself, and people will donate money. They'll say, I'll give $10 to see you shave your head. I'll love to give you $100 to see you shave your head. If you don't want to, you can come down. You can donate online. Great thing about this charity is 100%, nearly 100% of the profits all goes to childhood cancer research. Otherwise, just come down to the pub. It's a really fun event. There's lots of people. You can come down. There's people walking around with a box. You can donate money there. You can buy a little green bracelet. You can contribute in any number of different ways.
That's great. Now, the actual head shaving, does it take place in the pub? Does it take place outside? Will that depend on weather? I know, for instance, myself, I just dined with my two sons at the pub on Sunday. It was a gorgeous day. We sat outside and greeted people as they were walking up and down East Street. But I'm wondering if weather comes into play when deciding where to get all of these head shaved.
It will always take place outside. I think it would be a health code violation if we're shaving a couple of hundred heads inside the restaurant. But, you know, out here in Davis, we have a great patio. So if it needs to be, we'll move it in. But we have tents that we bring out. So everybody who gets their head shaved is shaved underneath the tent. So I think the weather will be great. It is every year. So we're not too concerned about that.
All right, great. Well, if you're just joining us, my guest is Simon DeVere White. And we've been talking about DeVere's Irish Pubs. You probably remember that last year, the Aggie Readers called DeVere's Irish Pub the best new restaurant in town. And this year they called it the best bar in town. I always enjoy heading over there myself. And you'll have a great reason to head over there this coming Monday afternoon at 4 on March 11th.
Well, March 11th, the Monday, is in Sacramento.
Is in Sacramento.
Our Davis one will be March the 13th.
March the 13th.
This Wednesday or next Wednesday.
So it'll be a week from today, starting at 4 and then going on till how long?
Usually we wrap it up as far as the head shaving goes due to constraints with the lighting, probably about 8 o'clock. But also just depends on how many people want to come out and, you know, participate, get the head shaves. There's plenty of people who come out with intent just to have something to eat, have a couple of drinks, and watch the event. And sure enough, they find themselves shortly underneath the tent getting their head shaved.
Excellent. And so right after the radio show next Wednesday, we can all walk over to DeVere's Irish Pub and see the spectacle and the fun and hand people mirrors when they look radically different from how they did 5 minutes previously. And it's all for raising funds for research into children's cancer. If you'd like more information, you can go to stbaldricks.org. That's stbaldricks.org. Was St. Baldrick an actual person, or was this something created for this event, Simon?
It was a name that was just created for the event. But what's good to know is that, you know, St. Baldrick's is second only to the government in raising funds for childhood cancer.
Isn't that incredible?
In just 13 years, last year they raised over $30 million nationwide. It has now gone international, and they have raised in 13 years over $100 million in research grant funding for childhood cancer.
That's amazing. Anything going on in Ireland?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not sure.
I will ask you again when I drop by the event next Wednesday, and we'll see if you have an answer.
Well, we look forward to seeing you.
All right, great. Well, Simon DeVere White, thanks so much for coming on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.